Take note. Tonight's note is about Stuart Gordon, the B-movie horror director from the 80s and 90s. And today, you've got an incredible filmography, especially certain movies like Reanimator, From Beyond, Dagon, and some other movies to lesser extent. There's a lot of memorable ones, but there's also, you know, some massive failures with, you know, good parts that really shine. One of those is Space Truckers, which I gotta tell you is not that good a movie. But if you want to see Debbie Mazar in a compromising position with a half human, half robot leader of pirates who can't get it up, so he has to jump start it like a like a chainsaw. You gotta see that, or you could see Fortress, where Kurtwood Smith is a enhanced warden at a maximum security sci-fi prison. And if we go back to the great movies, Reanimator is a classic H.P. Lovecraft story with the terrific Jeffrey Combs giving his career-making performance. And then From Beyond, another H.P. Lovecraft story, but even crazier, where Stuart Gordon got Jeffrey Combs to go even more wacky. There are some, you know, totally, you know, nuts scenes in that. And the whole movie is about people going crazy, but not in a standard way. They're just starting to see the fourth dimension by enhancing their pineal gland through this resonator in the guy's attic that can, you know, let you see the fourth dimension, which I'm sure you can guess gets pretty freaking trippy. So kudos to Stuart Gordon for the craziness of From Beyond. Anyway, I've talked about Stuart Gordon and a little bit about Jeffrey Combs, who is, I would say, one of those people who's in the top 10 most memorable, you know, character actors that I know of. I'm not saying he's the best character actor, but he is one of the most memorable because of his iconic performances. I would even put him up next to somebody like Mel Gibson as Mad Max, you know, but I'm giving Mel Gibson more credit, I gotta say, because he's gone on to create more than just Mad Max. But if you go back and you look at Jeffrey Combs' career, you'll see he has some very similar traits in all of his roles. So, you know, he, Jeffrey Combs, the actor, you know, I'd say is as iconic as Mad Max. Now, anyone out there, you could, you know, argue with me till the cows come home. That's fine. I don't mind. I just want to give some respect to Jeffrey Combs, give some respect to Stuart Gordon, and hope that you guys are curious enough about the movies that I talked about to get some on Netflix. Rent them. You know, hell, I don't care how you watch them. Just watch some of them.